This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is committed to the early and peaceful resolution of Ukraine-Russia conflict and will make every possible contribution in this regard. Holding a telephonic conversation with President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky, the Prime Minister said India's consistent position on the need for an early and peaceful resolution of the conflict. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said India remains committed to making every possible contribution in this regard, as well as to further strengthening bilateral ties with Ukraine. India has strongly condemned the remarks of Pakistani Army Chief Asim Munir on potential nuclear threat. In a statement, spokesperson of the Ministry of External Affairs Randhir Jaiswal has said that India has already made it clear that it will not give in to any nuclear blackmail. He said that New Delhi will continue to take all steps necessary to safeguard its national security. The statement said that nuclear saber-rattling is Pakistan's stock-in-trade and expressed regret that such remarks were made from the soil of a friendly third country. It also warned the international community to draw its own conclusions on the irresponsibility inherent in these remarks, which also amplify long-standing concerns about the integrity of Pakistan's nuclear command and control, especially given the military's close ties with terrorist groups. The Lok Sabha has passed the Taxation Laws Amendment Bill 2025 and the Income Tax No. 2 Bill 2025 with voice vote. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman moved these legislations amidst protest by the opposition members over the special intensive revision exercise in Bihar and other issues. The Income Tax No. 2 Bill 2025 is intended to consolidate and amend the law relating to income tax, while the Taxation Laws Amendment Bill 2025 will further amend the Income Tax Act 1961 and amend the Finance Act 2025. Significant features of the Income Tax Bill 2025 include the deduction under ATM of IT Act 1961, Clause 148 of the IT Bill 2025, and is also available to companies who have opted for the new regime. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari has said India can become an energy-exporting nation if the production and use of biofuels and green hydrogen are increased. The minister was speaking at the inauguration of the BioVerse initiative in Pune yesterday to mark World Biofuel Day. The minister said the biofuel revolution will play a crucial role in reducing imports and boosting the rural economy. He also stressed the need for more research into producing clean fuels like green hydrogen from agricultural produce.
मैंने कहा हमारे यहाँ सब शुगर फैक्ट्री वालों को बॉयलर में बगास जलाने के बजाय बगास से सीएनजी बनाओ बायोडाइजेस्टर में डालकर और सीएनजी के बजाय अगर आगे चल जाए तो हाइड्रोजन बनाओ. हमने अभी रिसेंटली हाइड्रोजन का पायलट प्रोजेक्ट शुरू किया 10 रूट पर. तो हाइड्रोजन इज अ फ्यूल फॉर द फ्यूचर और हाइड्रोजन के कारण जो ग्रीन हाइड्रोजन है मुझे लगता है कि हमारे देश की तस्वीर बदल जाएगी.
The Election Commission has rejected claims of political parties, including Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, RJD, on Special Intensive Revision, SIR. In a series of fact checks on social media, the poll body said that pure electoral rolls strengthen democracy. It also shared all documents related to SIR and its key findings of the enumeration phase. The commission also shared its daily bulletins related to SIR in Bihar. The Election Commission said that 127 claims and objections out of 10,570 received directly from electors related to SIR in Bihar have been disposed of by officials so far. World Elephant Day is being celebrated today. India is home to nearly 60% of the world's wild elephant population, with 33 elephant reserves and 150 identified elephant corridors. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Bihar, Himachal Pradesh, Odisha and Uttarakhand today. In boxing, India's campaign at the Asian Under-19 and Under-22 Boxing Championships 2025 ended on a high note, with Ritika winning gold in the women's 80-plus kg category yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.